What's another word you might say instead of thank you?
I sure enjoy it. It's appreciated.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term much obliged?
Yeah, much obliged. Okay.
If you are not sure whether you will have time or not, you say what?
I'm not sure I can make it or I have time or not.
Have you ever used the word figure in regards to time?
I figure, sure I can do it.
All right. I have to go downtown to do some what?
Business.
And you told me. You told me you go up to Buckhead to the grocery store to do some what?
Buy a grocery trade.
All right. You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and did what? Took a piece of paper and did something to your...
Wrapped stuff up.
When I got home the package, you did what to it?
Unwrapped.
If you sell for less than you paid, you say, I had to sell it what?
I sold it for less than I paid for it.
Yeah, but it was what? Let's say you paid $20,000 for your house, and now you can't sell it for but $15,000. You say, I've had to sell it for what?
I had to sell it for what I can get for it.
The low cost.
The low cost.
All right. You had my something, but you don't have enough money to buy it. You say, I like it, but it what?
Too high.
Sure, that's a nice tractor, but I can't buy it because it...
I can't afford it. Too high.
It's time to pay the bill. You say the bill is what?
Bill is due, past due.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay the what?
You.
If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and try to do what?
Try to borrow.
When a banker is refusing a loan, he says money is?
Hard to get, tight.
All right, what's another word for tight when you don't have much of it?
You ain't got much money on hand.
Uh-huh, but what's another word? In the 30s, money was what?
Money short.
What's another word for short?
What word for short?
Uh-huh.
They just haven't got it.
When it's a little bit in between, don't have much, you say money is what?
Money real short. I ain't got much $5 or $10 or something.
But we wouldn't say short, we say what?
I can't let you have it.
Okay, now those things are about as blank as a hen's teeth. Have you ever heard that?
Money escapes the hen's teeth.
All right. He ran down the springboard and he was standing up on the springboard and he did what?
Jumped off, dived off.
Now he went in head first.
Yeah.
And he did what?
Dived in the water.
All right. Lots of boys do what?
Lots of boys dive off in the water.
9 or 10 have already
dived off.
When you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a what? When you dive in a swimming pool, you hit the water flat. What do you call it?
Busting the water wide open.
Have you ever heard belly bust?
Yeah.
Okay. If a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks up his feet and goes over, you say he turns a what?
Tumble sex.
When a child stands on his head and rolls over and over, he turned a what?
Turned over and over.
Uh-huh. What was he doing?
Touched tumble sex.
He wanted to get across the river, so he did what?
Swim across.
The children like to...
Wade across.
The children like to do something in the big creek.
Walk on the foot log?
No, in the water.
Play in the water.
But when they're not playing, they're doing what?
They're swimming.
When you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say it's for what?
Appreciate the business.
All right, now at Christmas time, some employers give their employees these things at Christmas time.
I give them that for Christmas present, bonus they call it.
All right.